Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Mem. I just wanted to add Mishka Brewer here. What happened to it? I think we would be remiss if we didn't at least go over a couple of the things that we had yesterday. Oh, well.
I haven't.
I just wanted to get to Shulchan Aruch, some of the dinim that we had. I think we'd be somewhat remiss if we didn't do that. First of all, it's Nageya. Should really mention something here. It's Nageya, I think, in Parsha, of course. When we had all the materials that they donated for our Kavetz HaMishkan, Zom, Achesem, and Achayshes, Chaylis, V'agobot, Salashani, the Rabbeinu Bechaya comes, thank you very much, sorry to be my triach, you. But we had one here, I know we had one here. The Rabbeinu Bechaya at the beginning of Parshas Truma, why they didn't have silk. Why is it? There's an irony that we have here that they didn't have silk. So it's a chushim thing. He's bothered by that. Maybe you wouldn't be bothered by that. Probably wouldn't be bothered by it either. But he's bothered by this. And also it's Nageya, the din of Tala Shani. And he wanted to know why is it that there's no silk. He says the reason there's no silk because it's a Dover Tameh. And because it's a Dover Tameh, it can't be included. A Dover that's Melech HaShemayim, like the Gemara tells us, Rav Yosef. Gemara in Shabbos, when a Gemara, and even creates a problem somewhat, according to him, because if that's the reason that they didn't, so the Gemara has the Shaila of Tachash, the Tachash that was Bimei Moshe, was it a Mintar, was it a Mintameh? We know we have a Machlaikis. How many Urias did they have on the roof of the Mishkan? So of course they had the Urias of the cloth, the Urias, the regular Urias, and then they had the Urias season, and then on top of that they had the Urias Alim Yadamim with the Tachash Tumach Likus from Yehuda from Lechemia, whether or not they were three or four. So it was, does it mean that half were one Urias Alim Yadamim, the other half were Tachash, or as a whole, a third set and a fourth set, exactly what it was. But the Tachash, what was the Tachash? And the Gemara in the end comes out, and the Gemara really in the end comes out that it was a Dover Tahar, but in the end, the Gemara wanted to know what would be the answer. The Gemara says that, it can't be Menabunder Meficha, the whole Shakal of Atari that we have, that's only by a shame or by Dabash Megdusha, like by the Tefillin. And it doesn't apply, it would to any Melech HaShemayim. Maybe Melech HaShemayim could be Mutter. Except, so it sounds exactly, if there is no Issa Menabunder Meficha, so would it be Mutter by the Tachash, or should it not be Mutter by the Tachash? The Gemara shrugged up Rayas, and ultimately, Gemara says, my havi Allah the Tachash. What was the Tachash? And the Gemara brings a riot at the Tachash. It had one horn, and it's assumed that was a Dover Tahar. But what is the din by things that are used, that are used for mitzvahs in general? What? So there would be, so now we have the other thing, the Chalozin, and also another thing that we have a problem with, the Night of Behuda. Asked, why is it by the chalazin? How do you ever use the chalazin to be the same thing? Because it's a mid-tamei. And how would you be able to use it? Or talashonis, it's not by the gufadover, it's only coming from the blood of the thing, so no, it's not. But by the silk, that's how it is. Of course, we do have a problem. The problem is, in light of the fact that he holds that he can't use it because it's a dover tamei, so what was about Shiloh McLeod by the Tachash? In the end, the Gemara proves that it has to be a Dover Tahar. Now you're assuming that over here, you're assuming that that they cannot use silk. If they cannot use silk, so there wasn't worse shalom by the Takash. Maybe you'll say Eidechanami. It's only afterwards that we come out the coin of Maskana that the Takash was a Davar Tame, that the Rabbi the Machaya says this. That's the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva, how the Chassam Sofer learns it. That maybe it's only after the Maskana that we have. But why am I bringing it in over here? What's that? It's very nice. It's Baishas Tshuva, very applicable. Because what we have over here is what you're able to make tzitzis. And you're even mechuyev, according to Rava, the way it says, that the min of the kanaf, you're the min kanaf. Of course, you can make them with several pishtim, but you can make it also with that min, with silk. And the shadow that we have is, how do you make it with silk? If it's a davar tameh, and because it's a davar tameh, they weren't able to use it by the Mishkan. If anything, what do we see from here? That tashmishe mitzvah, you're able to use a davar tameh. By the Takash, it's not like that. That has a bit more of the Mishkan, has a bit like Tashmish Kedusha. And therefore, it'll be different than the case that we have here. If you could use silk tzitzis, that's a chiddush. Silk tzitzis, we would see from here, it's a davar that you're using for a mitzvah, and the shifur Tashmish mitzvah that you would be able to use it, even if it's a davar tameh. Here. Baruch David, please don't fall asleep on me over here. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to bring out about the first day, what?
About the first day, Torah,
yeah, that's Tashmishei Kedusha, of course. That Avada Tashmishei Kedusha, Gadol Mizeh, Sefer Torah, of course, Avada. So what we have, the cloth. That's Minamutter Meficha. That's Babish where it said, Minamutter Meficha. It has my tefillin, same for Tayyar Mezuzah, of course. What? Same thing. Yeah, but that, all those things have Dim Tashmir. The Zekel for the tefillin that you have, these are, of course, Tashmir Sheikh Dusha that we have. No. I'm talking there, but I'm talking what they have a did of Tashmir Sheikh Dusha. You don't have to have them. When you already have a paper bag, you can also have. Yeah, all right. But there, when the Gemara uses it, it uses it for those things that are, are things that are halachal by Shemisina, the batim, the shid, the Gemara says it. You might have thought that these things could be used from the R of a davar tameh. It's, I mean, these things, the Gemara Shabbos tells us that it has to be done dafka with davar tameh. Of course, in the gay, if you can use a shofar from a hippopotamus or not. Now, let's say you want to use a shofar. And we have a shofar from a hippopotamus or a rhinoceros. The Rambam says that you cannot do that, and it's a problem because he holds that it has to be Rabbutar Meficha, and it's not. It's a problem. The Ran in Rashadah says, why is it, if the Gemara has the suffix even, Lagabe the Tacha, Shehoimi Bei Moshe, why would you not be able to use a shofar for hippopotamus? Car of shofar is not going to be any different than thing. Shofar is a Tashmish Mitzvah. It's not going to be any different than tzitzis. Huh? What do you mean?
We can't use the carriage or pod because
it's called. Yeah, because that's got a carrot, right. Yeah. But it could be, let's say, what it be called? By shofar. Well, it doesn't have the chesroides, let's say, a gildy. It doesn't have any of the things like that. It could be, let's say, a smooth thing that it would not be a problem. But the Rad says can't, because it can't be a davar tameh. The Rambam says, even if it wouldn't be a chesar, let's say, a gildy, and it's not a chesar of a enkateganas sanenger that we have by a para. I mean, the chesroides that we have, and it's not called the karen as opposed to something else. By a para, we know it's called the karen. Plus the other chesroides. Here, you don't have that. So, Rabbi, you can't because it's a davar tameh. Now, if you can use it for tzitzis, silk, why shouldn't you be able to use a sight for shofar from a hippopotamus? But, of course, the Ran adds, and the Ran says, Because Kevin, because it's Ayla Liftim. And it's Ayla Liftim. Because it goes Lifnaya Liftim. Therefore, it has the Chumra of not being a regular case. The Shifer, the Rad has, says, it's not a regular case of Tashmishay Mitzvah. The Svar will be a regular Tashmishay Mitzvah. The difference between tzitzis, the strings of tzitzis and a Shifer. There is a difference, but but if they both have the Edom of Tashmishay Mitzvah, the Rad says, Kevin does the Karin Asik and Lifnim Dami. Or it says that Svar. Right? Kevin does the Zikarin Kaasi. That's a special din that we would have by Shefer, the Rad, the Rad of Hashanah. And we have that, that's Altbrook Shulchan Aruch. So it's going to be Nageya, this, that's the reason I'm bringing it in here.
What is the
Sushil for the name of the Shefer? Because the cold, the Shefer goes with Nihilus Nib, yeah. No, I just want to read it. We should be, it would be really remiss for us not to go over it, to read it. Shulchan Aruch we have under the demon. Ein chayavim mitzitzis min ha'tayra.
What is Rabbi reading from Mr. Bura?
Like the Machaber, the Machaber tells us.
What chayavim mitzitzis. Rabbi, what simen?
Pardon
me? What simen I have over here?
Test. Simen test. Ein chaya betzitzis mina taira el beget pishne by shel tzemer. The way the mechaber paskins, a beget of wool or linen is chay mina taira, not a beget of other minim. O tzemer rechelim, that's a shemer of sheep, not tzemer of the camels. Avo bingdei shar minim ein chaya betzitzis el mina rabbanim. Well, I said we had a machlokes in this. It's totally in the two Tanna Tavei Rabbi Yishmael's. When the begging that we have a begging at the Torah for Taraz, we would say there, it's a, the Torah only specifies begging of Semer or Pishnim until we learn that all over or not. On the other hand, the second Tanna Tavei Rabbi Yishmael says that it applies by all things. Yeah, all the variation, silk, all these things. But the Mechaber holds that it's only making a Pitzemro Pishnim. The Yeshayimrim, Rabbah adds, it's not Pushin, as we all know. We have Machlaikis here. Yeshayimrim, Chayavah Midaraisa. The Yeshayimrim holds that it's Chayav Midaraisa, Bahachi Hilchasa. And that's the did. They're all chayv. So if you have a begad of cotton,
any
begad of dalad kadfis, I shouldn't really say any begad, but other begadim of dalad kadfis also. The reason why I'm correcting the way of expression is because the question is synthetics. What kind of a did? Will that have a did of a begad, or does it not have a did of a begad? But at least a begad of natural materials, cotton. That's why I didn't want to say rayon. Right, or let's say cotton is a natural material, but it's not begad separa pishnim. So the Rambam holds, let's at least be coming away from the Gemara, that la halacha, we have a machlokes, whether or not, and like, some people, you can really maybe be makpid, you can really be makpid and say, hinder, like a lot of people, to mechayv the deraisa, why would you want to do it Rambam if you can do it deraisa? On the other hand, maybe Dafka want to do it to Rabbanan. Because really, we'll have, what's the shear that's going to be chayev, be deraisa? Depends. Let's say it's not the kind of begad at the size of a begad. You wouldn't want to be seen outside in a public place. Unless he goes, babish, you go and you have a begad, goes all the way down to your ankles. All right, you can do that maybe, but let's say a beggar doesn't even, usually a beggar doesn't go all the way down. It doesn't go all the way down. Who wants to go out in the middle of Rosh Hashanah? It'd be a spectacle if you go do such a thing. Maybe it's good not to do the derisa. If you do that, maybe it's going to do a drop on. Also, if you're not the kind that sits just because of that, it's a very big problem what you should do on Shabbos. Let's say it's not a beggar really.
Kol
gufo, well, no, it says even then, it's a beggar of Ryan Gufo, let's say of a cotton. Of a cotton, let's say a 9-year-old, And a gadol would go out with there at least temporarily certain times. Who goes out with them? Nobody would do that. Who would go out? I mean, maybe the size that, oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right. So I'll come on it. Then we have tzitzit, shel pishtan, shel tzemer, rechelim. Wait. Okay, the kutz be shel pishtan, the tzemer. Then we have the din of rava. Mechaber over here. I'm not going to Mishmar. I don't have time for that. But at least from the dinim that we have, I'm going to Mechaber and the rava. That there's a difference, of course, with the other materials, whether or not you have that same material or other materials. And the other side is, but several pishtim is different. Who's Michel pishtim, let tzemer, tzemer to pishtim, is mad hazed to let the trailis, the pneisha heim kilayim, the yesha imim shalolas tzitzis, shall pishta claw. Then the rabbis, is mad hazed not to make tzitzis of linen at all anyway. Even with other things, v'hachi dog not to make tzitzis with linen. Tzitzis shall shar minim. They have tzitzis of other minim. Let's say you have tzitzis of cotton, tzitzis of whatever other materials that you might have. A pitrin elabiminon. You can't use cotton tzitzis. You can't use silk tzitzis unless you have a baguette made out of cotton or silk. Cotton for cotton, silk for silk. Kagai meshi. Like Sesh, Leveg and meshi. Litzaber gefed, or cotton, Litzaber gefed. Aval shalai b'mina main paitra, but they don't patish l'mina. So all the things that we said, it's brought here in Shulchan Aruch, even though we have here Machlaikis, that we have, this is all according to Rava. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, we really come out paskening like Rava. Sharminim will pater. It's min, except for tzemra pishnim. And, it won't be for other things, but that all is a chiddush that we at least be aware of what the dinim that we have at least is somewhat. Pardon me?
Polyester
and
cotton.
Yeah.
Is that considered natural?
Yeah.
Because it's partly, if you look at rove of the threads, you have 60-40 polyester or cotton.
Yeah.
How would that, what kind of
thing? Yeah, well, there is a Mishnah in Kilayim, like I mean that. For example, let's say you have Raiv, Tzemer, from Rechelim, and Amidit Tzemer Kabbalim. So what is that? Is that even Chayim in Kilayim or not? Is Chayim, let's say you have Raiv, Kabbalim, and Amidit Tzemer, Tzemer Rechelim. Are you allowed to put linen on that baguette? Yeah. We come out there, it's mutter, you would have it. There is, well, it's the din of, because that's gonna be like, hey, of course, all the dinim that we have, dvar shel hetter, but their hetter is because mutter barayiv also, and that, it's gonna be like, hey, because we just had him in office before, chavayis, chav gimel, dvar shel hetter.
Why would Tim Shel we care about the gender of the sheep?
Not the gender, but the men.
But a rachel is a
sheep.
To you.
No, it doesn't make a difference, that.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah. No, that's what.
Just say, you know.
Time includes our goats also. Yeah. That's not a ksavim, you mean. Except say ksavim, say yizim. Yeah, all right. Okay. Oh, gosh. Turn around, butter. Now, let's move away. All right, so now that's a couple of the hamdama that we have for what we have here. Turn around, butter. Sadin batitsis. We have a linen baguette and tzitzis. Everything which we've been saying until now, Zavada, the sadin tzitzis, that's in the chalai sase. That's the mucker for the whole thing. By Shabbai is however holds by Shabbai patron. Shows what they mean, they patron. The way Rashi learns it that we have here, patron means that it's also to do it. There is no chiyuv. Rashi says, by Shabbai patron mean not tzitzis. Because they don't darshan the drasha of smuchin, lasil b'shatnes, and gedilim tasalach. The smuchim that we have to make the drasha, they don't hold up that drasha, that there's a din of you can have a linen baguette, a little bit with the tzitzis.
You have a problem wearing that baguette.
You have, right, you wouldn't be allowed to wear it. And of course here we have why you use the word poitrim, which is say shmiyos. Ubeisil o mechayvin. As we all know, then it's like Beisilel, and then I'm not only that. The Gemara, like the Gemara tells us in Yavamis, this is the marker for the whole din of Esai Dechaleisar saying, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Tzadik, the halo, kol habatel tcheles b'Yerushalayim. Whoever is batel tcheles in Yerushalayim, ain't a masmiyim. They say it, people are masmiyim. How can he be doing such a thing? So Amar Rebbe came Lomas Rua. So why is it that you're not allowed to do it? There must be in it because it's Asr. The reason is because if people, the reason is if we were going to allow it, people would not know that the only reason why we're allowing it is only because it's tzitzis. And they would think in general, that there is no Isra of Kilayim. So here we have over here, what exactly did Rebbe Elezer hold?
Yeah.
So then either he held like Meshaba, Eidu Elamina Masmiyim, Mitabes Kol Harayim Sha'aymer Kilayim Hulavush. They are going to think that he's wearing Kilayim. They're not going to understand this. Adabe Shabbai, we say Shabbat Kilayim Hulavush. Adabes Hillel, Pauling Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer comes to argue with Rabbi Hillel. Amar Rabbi in Cain, the halacha, if that is the case, so that when Rabbi comes and he says, in Cain, the halacha, Kabez Hillel, Lamas Rubi Rishalayim. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer came and he had like my Shabbai, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the din should be like Meshabai. Amar Rabbi, if that's what Beis Hillel held, why, Taka, how would we interpret it? How would we understand what they had, what they got so upset about? The Vishayim Bikayim, because they're not Bikayim, Rashi here comes and tells us, Lid Rash Tzmuchim, they're not Bikayim to understand that Tzitzis is different than everything else. And the Darshan Tzmuchim, the Kilayim, but Tzitzis Mutter. And also the Mishri Kilayim, Bechol Bakram, so they're not going to notice an Isra of Kilayim. Bikashya, you're going to ask, came into Midaraisa Chayiv. If you're going to say that Midaraisa, it's Chayiv. And since it's this way, because we do all like Beis Hillel, what are you worried about? You mean Mavatl? How do you go be Mavatl? The mitzvahs are say? And for that, Rashi comes and he tells us, because it's Hishkol the Shev Baal Tassim, Shadina, like the Yawar says in Yabamis, Paul Dabi Shem and Chomei Shem and Shem Baal Tassim, it's Sasei, Zubi Shem and Tyra. The Vro Tamli Divrehem, that's not called Dabi Mina Tyra, because it's Shev Baal Tassim. Here it's not Yadayim. Another way to learn the whole Gemara is, Lishnach Rina, Rabbi Yezer had to be Shabbai Polik. Until now, what did Rahab Rashi learn? He learned it that he held like Be Shabbai. Now, another way to learn the whole Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer argued on Be Shabbai held like Be Silo. The Ami Sad and Putter. Almond, Imramu Tzitzis. Rabbi Kilayim. Be Shabbai holds no good. Balo Abatil. Temahu, the Temahu Dika. Why? Because he came to say, it was only Temahu Di'ika, Melissa Releka. It's mudna to have it. Why is it mudna to have it? Because people aren't going to understand it. It's mutter, 100%. Because he held like Beis Hillel, the din Di'ika, and din is certainly like that. But I wouldn't advise it, because it's a little, it's tabua. People are not going to understand why he's doing it. But that's Alma the Imravu Matzitzis Hamukilayim. They're gonna say, it's Manai Mutter. It's not, he didn't do anything wrong. Alma the Imravu Matzitzis Hamukilayim Alo Amato Temahu Duika Amalisura Leka. I'm a Rebbe, you know why it's not, we don't want to do it in Kane Leka Yisura. Mipne Mas Ruah Be Shabbai According to all this, he said they're saying it even in Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai holds also be the Raisa, or do I also be the Rabbanan? If you hold like that. So we have different ways to explain even the Beis Shammai. Does Beis Shammai hold them the din of Esed the Chaloisa? Say the Pashas, they hold of it. They hold it. They don't find the Beis Shammai that argues on the din of Esed the Chaloisa.
So even though the halacha is
it's mutter, and even though halacha is a mitzvah.
Because of the Amaratzim,
they were oikarit. Yeah. According to this, they were oikarit. On my Rebbe, K. Lamas, will be shame the key. Now. We don't do things necessarily because it's right or not technically. We're worried about what people are going to say. I'm going to not going to understand it properly. There is such a thing as Marisayim. We are like a demon. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Good. Hot now. Amalei Rava Baruchana LaRava. So we have other ways of being misakin there. Why don't you go out and publicize and put an ad in the paper? Go out, darshan it, and advertise it. And say the right halacha. Go ahead and put it out in the paper. You're going to say everybody should go out and make a whole thing? Certainly people are not going to understand that either. That's darshan and papirka, that this is mutter. What they're going to do is, they're going to try a trick and get out of it in a way where you're not allowed to do it. Because they're not going to use the tchelis. They're not going to do it with tchelis blue wool. They're going to take a facsimile of it, an artificial color of blue that does not pass for blue. So what's the worst thing that'll happen? So what? Let's say it isn't blue. What's the worst that'll be? Worst that'll be is, that's the same Kilayim, but the worst that'll be is Lova. What's the mean? Let's say it's not blue. Oh, it's not blue. So let's say that what's going to work, I think it's going to be Kilayim. It's not going to be Kilayim anyway. You're saying that Kilayim is mutter. That's a Dechalai Sasa. So you have that by the Lova also. So it's not Chalas. So what? The worst that it'll be is that it's lover. Now it's going to be totally. According if you learn like Rashi or Tysus before the way it came out. So the way Rashi learns, it'll be good. It's good. Let's say you learn like the Rosh. Let's say you learn like the Mordechai. Let's say you learn like the Rashba. Then it's a problem. What we're worried about is because if you can use linen you're going to use something which is not like you can't use anything else, for example, tchelis. Tchelis means not blue. It means blue wool. See, there's no other alternative to that. Now, if you don't have tchelis, what are you going to do? You're going to take lavan made out of wool? That already is not. If you're going to take lavan, you're going to say, like, hey, I love lavan. No, lavan already, you don't have to use wool. Can be shlokish. That's not going to be doicher. The upper is shlokish. In the whole din of Esay Dechaloy Sase that we have, the upper is shlokish. The only way you could ever do it, in the makam where you're boxed against the corner, and the only way for you to be kai the mitzvah is with I say fine. So what are you going to say? To me, I say anyway, that is not going to be an option. If it was, you're not doing it with Chalus already, then you'll have to do it with Lavan that's made out of Pishtim and a bag of Pishtim beside the Mitzitzes. So if anything about Belivnika, Belivnikua, so let's not think about it. Maybe Yerichanami. We'll see that. We'll see a litmus test. See whether or not it's made out of Chalus or whether it's Kaleilin or not. Rashi over here says, leave the call, l'chol ha-yairis. All the places where they go and they manufacture the blue coloring, the blue pigment. Okay. Let's say, leave the call, l'chol ha-yairis, wherever it's used to color Chalus. Oh, I said, Mike, Chalus. The people that say, where are they doing it? We'll go and we'll have the Shimrim, Mashkichim. We'll have Mashkichim. We'll go ahead and check all those places where they make the wool, make sure that there's no chicanery. They'll go, they'll do it, they'll make sure there's no chicanery. Alexandra, Mishul, Timaach, you're right, good. There's another way to do it. We'll have Mashkichim, they can take care of that. So now what? Alexandra, Mishul, Te'ima. There's Xera because what will happen maybe? There's Xera because when they people go and they test it, whether it's good or not, they're going to use the wool that they use for the testing. The muck of the tzitzis, but they cannot do that. Here, let's see here. Xera mishum te'ima. See, the Rashi says here. If we're going to require all the people that buy Chalus, Limdai Kayiris, to go ahead, they're going to have to check that. Osi Lishmech Adisayan, Lechol Hayiris, they're going to go ahead and take the coloring, they're going to spill out the iris. The Amina the Kama Mishraitin, Ibsam Hanisayed Biyaira, Pasla Lachol Hayaira.
Oh, it's a test. We're going to take a little sample.
Take a sampling.
You're going to wear it back.
They're going to, what?
You're going to wear it back. You don't use sample and ruin the rest of the job.
Yeah. Be'amino the Kama Mishmaitim. Yeah. Mishmaitim. Ibsam Hanisayed Biyaira, you puzzle the whole thing. Why? Now. You're gonna do that. Tim is saying what? Believe the cool Alexandershum Tima Belichtava Adiski. So write it on a star, a publication. Writing all that, you'll do what? You write a document, you send it out to everybody. All the halachas of Te'ima, that you're not allowed to go and throw back in. Hilchas Te'ima, going to reverse Makame, Lito, Mole, Klipas, Yet, Mimeya, Biyaira, Biyitzaba, Biyitzma, Hanisayan, Mesecha, Klipa. What they'll do is, what will they do? They'll go take it, fill an eggshell in with this amount, and then get rid of it, but not to put it back. You'll go be my dear, everybody.
Train
Mashkichim. You'll go ahead and put ads in the paper and how to do this exactly, that they shouldn't be there showing that. Great thing about what? You can be cyber for that. Like a Melisma, Hadiske, you're going to go to some of the publications.
Well,
what are you going to do? You're going to put an ad in the paper? You're going to tell everybody what to do? That's going to be enough?
Or
are you going to send out brochures or something? You're going to recite for that? Frank, think about it, yeah. Oh, my brother.
No problem.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Exactly. Very good. That's a good question. Oh, my brother. Ashta. Why not? Ashta Chometz B'Pesach. Let's say that Chometz Pesach was Chiv Chorus. How do they know it's Pesach? How do they know what month it is? Chometz Pesach or V'yom HaKippurim. How do they know when Rosh Hashanah was? How do you know what he's talking about? V'yom HaKippurim, the Chorus. So how do you know? You sign a chodad on publications. Shluchim. Sabchinen Adiski. Acha, the S.A.B. Abba, like Kolshkei. You're comparing to the Chayiv Karis of eating on Yom Kippur, a Karis that we have by eating Chametz on Pesach. Over here you have it all. Over here it's an Aseh. Hello, my Rava. I'm Yelsa Amri. The Yitmah of my Rava Mishum Rav Zera Kavasi. What are you worried about over here if you're going to make your life with tzitzis? Shema, we're worried. Shema Yikra Sadino. Mesech Gimel. Maybe Teich Gimel. What's going to happen is it's going to tear some of the Gimelites exposed to the corner of the Begit. And it's going to be, you're going to sew it. And when you're going to sew it, there are going to be long threads that are left over after you sewed it. And those threads you might use for tzitzis. And you can't. Eat for reno and you're going to tie it. You're going to sew it. So you're going to set up a sad gimbal and you're going to sew it up. And you're going to use it for tzitzis. Va'atayra amra taseh. So what's going to be is, you're going to take that it's not made properly, it was not hung over there for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now you're going to make it for tzitzis. You can't make it tzitzis, it's already on there already, and it was not affixed to the begad in a way where it was done originally for the sake of tzitzis. No, wait. With the machon, zera sheva yikra sadin, kind of lachem, besech gimel etzbos. Maybe it's going to be teich gimel etzbos lishvas hakadif right next to the corner. The haino makam atzitzis v'itvarenu b'chutei pishna. You're going to tie. You're going to sew it. You're going to sew it. B'chutei pishna. You're going to sew it. Sew it b'chutei pishna. The aniach saif achutin atliyin sham. You're going to leave the ends of the threads hanging there. The achakach yitay bush nechutay tchelus. And then what are you going to do after that? You're going to put over there the shnechutay tchelus. The etzarif aysam shnayim shalav animayim. The mitzarif the two of the lava together with the tchelus. Vatayra amra. It's not going to work. Vatayra amra tase below din ha'asui. They need to say tzitzis psula. Gonna come out, tase below din ha'asui. You're not gonna have, so you're not gonna be able to be the kind of mitzvah with those tzitzis because of the hanging threads. Beninzis tzitzis psula. And then melem habikilayim, shalem amacha mitzvah. You're not gonna have the mitzvah. And you're gonna have the tchelis. Yeah, you're going to have the tchelis together with that, but you won't have the mitzvah. You're going to have, when is it that the tchelis is going to be mutter? What's going to happen over here? You're going to have, what's the begad made out of? Shema yikra sadin, Rashi here says, Shema yikra sadin, kind of lachain, yitvarenu b'chutei pishtan. You're going to do it with chutei pishta, and then you're going to be mitzaref, the chutei pishta together with the tchelis, and you're not going to have the mitzvah, because the chutei pishta are not going to work. Pardon me? And it's not going to work, because of tasam lemino asay. Now the Gemara would have been able to say it's not good anyway, without tasam lemino asay. The Gemara would have said, you don't have to feel the shema anyway. What happened? You don't have to be a lishma. Tysus over here says, you would have been able to say that here. See, the Tysus says, Havalei b'minkat. You didn't have to say, I'll start some, let me know, I'll see. You could have just said, because you need tvi or tli a lishma. And you didn't do that. You had it over there just for the sake of sewing it. So you're not making the kai of the mitzvah with that. Remember, according to the way, this lechair is going to be tali in that also. Rashi holds that in order to have the mitzvah, you have to have all four. If you don't have all four, you have nothing. Not like the Rush, the Mordechai, right, the Rashba. That the tchelis, if the tchelis is, if you hold that the tchelis is not ma'akim, the lava, it's not ma'akim, the tchelis, that just means, according to Rashi, and the Rambam, if we learn the Rambam like that, you don't have, you have to have all four. All four are certainly ba'akim each other. If you don't have all four, you have nothing. But if you, so what do you have? If you have, you don't have the mitzvah, because let's say in two of them, it's tasim leimid ha'asoy, or in two of them, there's no tzviya lishma, or there's no tliya lishma. So what do you have? You don't have anything. In which case, so what do you have? You don't have anything. You have kilayim without the mitzvah. Now, Erechadabi, let's say you learn like the Rush. Why do you not have the mitzvah? You have the mitzvah of lover. Or tchailus. I mean, let's say here, let's say you have, you don't have the mitzvah of the lover. You have the mitzvah of the tchailus. You only have, let's say you don't have lover, but you have two chutin of tchailus. So the lover is not ma'akim the tchailus. You could have the mitzvah of the tchailus. Huh? No, that's not, that, no, tchailus. The tasim and asar be on the lover, the chutei lover. That's the ones that are left over from the sewing. No, yeah, you have the tchailus, you're bringing tchailus and tchailus is separate. You're gonna hang the tchailus. But the lover that you're using is left over from the sewing. Now, so what's wrong with that?
That's if you don't have,
you have the mitzvah of the tchailus. Yeah. But so according to him, you have the mitzvah, you don't have the mitzvah of the lover, you have the mitzvah of the tchailus. So maybe over there, but if you're not using it for the mitzvah, it's something that you didn't need. Yeah, even at that, let's say held like that. But that's something you didn't need. So it's superfluous over there, that. So it's only extraneous thing. There's no heter for kelayim on that. There's something essential. Now, what's the begad here made out of? Should add another thing here also. What's the begad? We're talking over here. What's the begad made out of? It's a sad. We're talking, let's say it's a begad made out of sadin. Lamaisa, you would be able to have the trellis there for the mitzvah of the sadin because all you need is two. So what's the problem? Now, so what's the problem according to the Rush? You can have it, and you have the mitzvah of the tchelis to be dechet, the din of kilayim of the beged that's made out of linen. So the one says, so what's the problem now with the lover? Tasim lemin osli? So what? Tasim lemin osli, you won't have the mitzvah. But it's not that you're over the issur of kilayim. Now you're over the issur of kilayim. Well, you're over the issur of kilayim? Why we have kilayim? You have the, because you have the mitzvah of the tchelis coming, and that you need it because you can have the mitzvah of the tchelis even with two chutim. Wait in Rosh, how would he learn the Gemara? L'chaira, we hear in the Rosh, he would learn if the sadin that we have over here is this, it's not the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Avada, the tchelis, the lovin is not makim the tchelis, let's assume. The lovin is not makim the tchelis. And that means what? You can have the two chutim of tchelis, even though you're not makim the mitzvah with the two chutim of lava. You don't have lovin, let's say.
But here you have lovin. It's
here you don't have lovin. The lovin is no good here, because it's not some lovin honestly. It doesn't have to be a lishma, but the lovin here doesn't count. The only thing that you have here is tchelis. But the men say, but the tchelis is a mitzvah by itself, even the two chutim. Maskim, you have pasul lelavan, so what?
What's the consequence?
So you don't have, so you won't have the mitzvah, right? So you don't have the mitzvah of lava, but you have the mitzvah of the tchelis. So what you have, you're right, it's a chasarin.
Right.
But you have a mitzvah of the tchelis. You do have the mitzvah of the tchelis. It's chayrin, what he means, chayrin, the word is, because it's true that you'll have the tchelis, but you don't have the mitzvah b'shlei muso. It's a chatzi mitzvah. It's really a chatzi mitzvah, and therefore, it's not going to be able to be deicha. What is it, the din of esei decholoi sase? What do you have to have in order to say esei decholoi sase? A mitzvah of the mitzvah, or you need the mitzvah b'shlei muso? According to him, you'll have the mitzvah of the tchelis. But is the mitzvah of the tchelis necha the love? Avada the chlovan is not ma'akad the tchelis. That's true. But if you only have it as two, will it be necha the love? Will it be necha the love? What's the din deraisa? We'll go. the lovin is not ba'akid the chaylus, okay? The person does not have lovin, he only has chaylus. Is he allowed me to rise and wear a bag and a pishtin?
I did.
What?
He has
a bag and a pishtin. Tzitzis, he only has chaylus tzitzis. Is he able to do the wear that mitaraisa? In light of the way, right. So the way we're saying now, according to the Rosh, that's how we learned. That's the avada. This should be an essay in the chaylus tzitzis. As long as you have the complete essay. But then again, what's going to be telling in what? If we hold that the chaylus is not ba'ak of the love and not ba'ak of the chaylus we have, according to the Rosh, is that two mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? Taisvah said there were two mitzvahs. The Rambam, Taisvah said, and not like Rebbe. Rebbe held that it was one market. The Rambam held that it was two. The Rambam says, the Rambam holds that it was only, what, the Ramban was two? The Rambam holds that it was two, by the way. The Rambam is saying for our mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Rambam says that it's one. Now, what would the Rosh, Mechayr, in light of the way we're saying, the Rosh holds that it's one, but I basai, if that's the case where it's going to be one, so that's why there's no S in the Chalaisasei on that. What is S in the Din of S in the Chalaisasei? You have the complete mitzvah. You don't have it over here. What? Or say maybe a little differently. What is Deiche, the love of Kilayim? Let's say it's two mitzvahs. Maybe it's not the din of essay dechalos asay. Maybe it's the two assays of chaylus and lovin that's dechad the love of kilayim. Maybe you need both. That you need both. You don't have both, so you're going to be over the yisur. So therefore, what? So that might be another reason that we have over here of why you can't wear the beged of pishtim. Reb Zeira of Exerishim, another way. Rab Zera says, Rab Zera the Sandine. Rab Zera came and he untied the tzitzis from his beged, from the sand. Yeah, Shah Rab Zera the Sandine. He did tzitzi, said Rashi says, from the sand, because it was made out of pishtan. But not that he took them. Why? Because of this chashash, maybe it will tear. He was worried about it. And therefore he untied it because maybe it would tie and he was worried about this kilkel. Shah Rav Zeira said to Rav Zeira Amar, Zeira Nami, Shum Suslaila. There's another reason why you would not be able to wear a beged where it sits, where it's a trellis, and the beged is made out of linen. The reason why the Rabbanit came and the Rabbanit said not to do it. Because maybe you'll live up to wear it by Lila where there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. Shema Rashish, maybe he'll be miskasa by Lila where he's putter from tzitzis. Shema Marisa, my son. Whose heart and pratlik susla. Lila comes out and him said, Nana Mikilayim. Shalai Babakan is going to be wearing it by Lila. He's going to be Nana from the Kilayim. Shalai Babakan mitzvah. The Omar Rava Habilsa Abri, the Ikma Baba Rava Mishreta Ramzera Kavasi. Another did. We have, he shall beg it because of Fahel shall err. Now, let's say the begging is made out of tooth and the main body of the begging. The corners are made out of hide. Now, made out of hide, that's not a beged. Chayevis. He shall err. Who can fail shall beged. Tour by Taima. Iker beged made it. The child is, what is the Iker beged made out of? He has to be a beged, not err. A Rav Achai, also Basar Kadaf. He goes Basar the corner when it's made out of Amar Rav Amar Rav. No. That's made out of hide. Hide is a different thing. No. Not over here. Not for there. No. Yeah, but okay. Ozel bats are caught up yomi nimka. See the Rashi over here. Rabel shalor shenechtiku rekarneha v'talam bohem or. Also, Basar Kana, Biyam and Imchay did the other way. Yeah. So, Hannah Gemara says, Amrat Sarah, he till, Amrat Sarah, Maravan, he till about a Sholesh. Be Shlima Liarba. Let's say the Begin originally had 3/4, not 4. And he put tzitzis on it. He put the tzitzis on the 3, and then he made the beg, and then he made it a 4th corner. Then he made a 4th corner. Here. That, we have this case. Psula. Shabdasim, let me know also. It comes out. He hung the tzitzis on the beged when it was putter. And then he added a feature to the beged to make it chayiv, and it's already made with tzitzis. That's a concern of Tasa, but let me know also. Should add another thing before we go on also. We have the machlokes harishonim that we have here, and we said exer b'shuk ksus laila. Now, of course, we have the whole machlokes, what it means, ksus laila. Does it mean, it doesn't make a difference whether it's pajamas or a regular thing. That's not the point.
When
are you wearing it? Or maybe it makes a difference. Pajamas is the kind of thing you wear a ksus laila. Now, let's say you wear pajamas during the day. When you're wearing it during the day, it's a ksus laila, you wear b'yayim, that could also be putter. And the reason why, because the criterion for laila and yayim is not when you're doing it, it's the begad that you're wearing it, what kind of a begad is it? Now, of course, a chiddush, if you hold that in isha is putter because it's magrabah. What's called Zrag Rabbah? The poshness is, it's Zrag Rabbah, you can only be behind the mitzvah during the day, not at night. Right. Right. The Kriya Shema, you have to be behind Dafka, it says, Kriya Shema Shal Yayim, you can't be behind Balayla. Kriya Shema Shal Laila, you can't be behind Yayim, Nisha is Potter. Tzitzis, you can't be behind not Balayla. According to this, you can be behind Tzitzis, Yayim, and Balayla. But the Gairim for whether or not there's a Chiyuv is what kind of a begin you have. That's also able to be called maybe mitzvah sasei shasban grava, because as bad as gairim, whether or not the begid is a begid that you're going to be chayef for or not. And that's the big machlokes. We have the Rabbeinu Tam. This place we have with the Rishonim Rabbeinu Tam perish, we have here the chayin iker. Can he eat some perik vabem madlikin? The inu sava mishum tzuslaila mitech kach yesh lochech bikad. All right, the halacha from here we can prove the halacha. Rav Shimon the lagel loves matzitzes. No, and it's that we have over here. That's the different ways that we would be able to learn it.
He then puts
tzitzis
in the fourth
kanaf, but the kanaf has. Yeah. After he had it, he puts tzitzis in, but the other three are on there from before.
Why is that possible?
Because you have to have all the whole chiyuv when the bet comes with that. You can't use it. If those tzitzis were on there from this man up tour, then that means those don't count for the mitzvah. They don't count because they don't count for the mitzvah. Now we have an example. Amar he still about a shalish. No, it's a prop. That's a blame. It's a meisvei. Fighting about chasidim are reshining. The Gemara thinks that, what does it mean? As a Havamina, to misinterpret what this means. But let's see how the Gemara thought that it was. Chasidim Rishayim, Kevin She'argu Bogimol, as soon as they were Eirig, 3 etzbos of Beged, they wove it, 3 of Beged. So what do you have? You have a cloth that's 3 etzbos, that's not a Beged. It's able to be kabbal to a gimel as close, that, yeah. But not to be chayim at tzitzis. Not chayim at tzitzis. Kevin she'argu ba gimel. Haybatil lach chaylus. They would have been, you put tzitzis on there. Use the word chaylus. We use the word chaylus like we saw. They make tzitzis. Kayyubatil lach chaylus. And then they would continue weaving more of the begging. Now, how'd they do that? All right, Stassel, let me know. I'll say when it comes out, by the time it's a beggar, that's a shear of Kiev, that's already in its sister's order. Ema, that's not what happened. We misinterpreted what the Hasidim did. Ema, came in Shepatsu Bagimov. They had the beggar completely, almost completely made, and now they're going back, going and finishing up with the last touches, with the last three etzbos of the beggar, and then they put it on.
So they had the sheer beggar.
Had the sheer beggar, putting it on, and now they're being mashlim the kanaf.
How far away are they putting it?
Three. They're putting it in a way where it's going to set. Satisfied the din of the cutoff. After it's finished.
But right now
It's not. You're right.
So then why is it counting?
Yeah, that's because it's the beggar. As long as it's on the beggar, and your plan is to go and do it, that's not going to be a chasarim. The beggar is quite close time. It's a beggar that's chayim. It is a beggar that's chayim. It has to be a beggar that's putter in order for it to apply.
But if they stop now, it'd be no good.
It wouldn't be good, no. Oh, me, I'm reading. Painting Gemara, Kishmah, I am a teen lotchems. Obi Amrita and Tassim Lamino Asui. Is there a din here of Tassim Lamino Asui? The Hamrab Zera, Hitalabutalas, Kshera. Let's say a person has a beggar of Dalit Kanfis, and they all have tzitzis. And he puts on an extra pair of tzitzis. He's a Hitil, he puts tzitzis on. A beggar that already has tzitzis. And then he takes them off, the old ones.
Oh.
No. Here he makes, they see again. He double tells, see the Rashi? Shehayama Dalit tzitzis. It already had Dalit tzitzis. Behita la Dalit acherim. He put a different set of tzitzis on it. It's Shehra, Bahadi Pasroi. The Avagav, the Hunter Paskino, even though afterwards he went and he tore off the other ones. Maybe they were old or something. The Avagav, the Hunter Paskino, the Kabai. I, Bahachan Shalom, Lutzairach Abdino, Mishas Asiyo, Bachshara Lehu. He had what? He had four tzitzits on the beginning. Maybe they got old. Maybe they were dirty. And now what did he do? He put on another set of tzitzits, beautiful tzitzits. And then he cut off the original ones. Very good. Bomber I'm saying interval tells share my rava. Hashtab al Taisif. Hashtab al Taisif. Masa lohavi. The reason is because if he's not even allowed to do it because of Mal Taisif, it's not called the making of the tzitzis. Very strange, a little bit. But he's saying, you know, that's what he did was even, it's an about them, it doesn't count for a mice of Asiya. Later on, you'll take it off, then you'll make it into an Asiya. That's not a problem.
What?
And he said, no, that's not a problem of Baltasa. Maybe his kavana was to be mevatel. The other ones. And therefore it's not even Baltaisif, it's nothing. It's not, he was Mevatel that, he's not even over on Baltaisif. He's Mevatel the first ones because he doesn't want to use them at all anymore. And that's, therefore it's a Baltaisif Lekka. Maiseika. There's not going to be a Baltaisif. If it is called the Maiseika, it's going to be a problem. On Baltaisif. Think of a of even if you hold Taisif, those of our remember we have all the shallows in Bal Taisif, whether it's going to be totally a mitzvah Srichas Kavana or not. If there's Bal Taisif, Taisif says, even if you hold that it's not based on, if you hold that it's going to be Bal Taisif without Kavana, Mar Roshana, but Aval Pikain, it's worse when you have positive Kavana to be Mavakulit, you Bedafkin, do not want to use it, let's say because it's dirty. Got a full of dirters. Amram Zeh Rabba Rav. Amram Asaba Shmuel. Chaylis Eba Bishum Kilayim. The Afila B'talas Ptura. There's no problem of Kilayim. Even if the Talas is putter, it's still not a problem of kilayim. Why? What are we talking about? Talis Ptura Elay, but the less bush. There you know. No, yeah, that's right. My Talis Ptura, what will it mean? We're going to say over here more. Here it's not going to be a problem of Tassav Leminos. So what is a problem, the Gemara is saying? When he said over here, Amra Zemra Basama Shwat Khailas Aimba Mishum Kilayim. Now do think, Bafilu Batalis Ptura. Now we want to know what did he mean by this. We're gonna come back and get to Hitul Batalis. There's a big difference, remember, between this case and Hitul Batalis and the other cases. The other cases is that the Begid Bitsad Atzmo is not a Begid of a Chayiv. It became a Begid that was Chayiv. Became a Begid HaMachayev afterwards, that since they're already there. Here the Begid is a Machayev. He already had tzitzit and he doesn't want to use them for that. He wants to use these. So later on, it did not be, when he cut off the first ones, it's not he created a Begid HaMachayev. The Begid is made already there. Right? He had an extra set that he wants to use for later. Now, lo and behold, you didn't make the Begid later. You took them out there, so therefore it could be kosher. Yeah.
In that case, the tzitzit
were
already hanging in the attic, so it was just
that whole thing. It was hanging, it wasn't necessary to have them because you already had another set. You got rid of the set so that these could be a chayiv. It's a different thing. My toast, the elay, but the less mashiura. Maybe you don't have a sheer begit to be chayim, and then you tell me, so let's say you would go and you would hang a begit of kilayim, and a begit is not right to be chayim, it's even.
Too small.
Well, Tanya, what do you mean? Talis shahakotin is kasabo. Talis makat kasabo, that he's able to cover himself up, raishai barubo, his head and the rive of the body of a kotin. Behagadol yaitim aderach harai. A gadol can use that, not bekvias like a cotton does, but he wouldn't be mortified to walk around in that in a pinch. A gadol yaitzei bo derech harai, it's chayevis betzitzis. That's chayevitzis, that's the right shear. That's the reason I was referring to before. What do you mean this is? So what does, the tzitzit of the U.S.? I've heard of it, we used to have Tal's cotton. Tal's cotton used to go down to his ankles. That was really a bag.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have a bag. The bag, it was a bag in Bamish, all the way down.
Why can't
we
have a...
All right, yeah. Wait. Let me, if you... Now, ain't a cotton miskasabo. Let's say it's too small, right, Shemarubo. Abal pish, Yahagadah Yaitseba, right? It's still putter. The Chayla Indian Kilayim. Now, what are we saying? The same thing applies by Kilayim. Same thing applies by Kilayim. That what does it mean? Havinan Ba'abai, what does it mean? Chayla Indian Kilayim. You mean to tell me that there's no Isser of Kilayim where it goes out Derech HaRai? If he doesn't go out Derech HaRai, there's no Isser Kilayim? You mean, let's say it's too small, then he would cut the color without going Derech Kilayim. So he's allowed to wear such a Megid. That there's no Isser, unless he would be willing to go out Derech HaRai. That's not true. V'hanan tzad ain HaRai b'Kilayim. The Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, b'chein leidin tzadin betzitzis. What do we say? B'chein leidin tzadin betzitzis, that if there is a din, if you're b'chayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's doiche, the iser. Elamai Ptura, what does it mean then? Elamai, what does it mean over here that you're potter? There's no iser. That you have a mai ptura, that over here you are able to be mekayim the mitzvah, and there is no iser. There's no iser because you're mekayim the mitzvah. What are we referring to? Going back to what we said, must be our case. Now, my Torah, Hitul Mutalas. Hitul Mutalas means that you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. And you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, therefore it is Zaycha Kilayim. From Rav Zeira Chodazimna. What did Rav Zeira say? From Rav Zeira Hitul Mutalas Kshera. And the reason is because he extrapolated this did from what he said, over here. And what's the reason? The reason is, he told him to tell us, it's not the same case. There's not a problem of Tassim Leminoasi over here. He told the, he hit him again. He said, Chana Zimna, one second, Elamai Turin to come on Liel, Rashi says, we have Fila Batalis for Turuk, and he told Batalis, the Kishaya Rachmana Kilayim Betzitzis Lagabri Ishtaru. It's mutter. Even in a, as long as the begging was good, it's good. I said, Chana Zimna, Liel, he told Batalis Kshera, and if it's Kosher Mahanav Basrai, Kolshke Bekabai, it's going to be, it's Koshke Bekabai, you have a Pasik the Basrai, if he would cut out the Basrai, Pshita, the Ema, Mishum Kilayim, Dakula, since it's big green, the whole thing is good. Chana Mikhlal Chapa, Tita Mikhlal, the Hita Matos, Sherry, but, here he says what? Which one did he cut? Yeah, he cut it the first one. So, but here, Chana Zimna, Liel, Hita Matos, Sherry, the Kava, the Mishkashra, Bahanach Basrai, the Kolshke Bekabai, Kolshke Behavrai, he have a Pasik Le Basrai. Yeah, all right, it, both ways. It can work both ways. It's not a problem because the begging is not, the begging is a regular begging. If begging is a begging, Shachir Mitchila Biyatsoif. When you put your tzitzis on the second set, you're not putting it on a begging that Potter Betsim. You're putting it on a begin that the mitzvah was already done. But you're not, it's not that the begin, it's not a begin that's right to be chayim, but it is a begin.
Right.
Now, the fact that you have tzitzis already, that doesn't mean that when you're thinking, what you're doing is not tzitzis. It is tzitzis on a begin that's appropriate for that begin. Now you take off the one that you used to be chayim the mitzvah before. All right, so now you have another one. But it's not that some intrinsic flaw. There's no intrinsic flaw in the tzitzis that you made in Azab Begit. The Begit is a good Begit, and the tzitzis are good tzitzis. It's not because, like, the Begit was too small. It doesn't have a chef Begit. Not that. It's not like a Begit of three corners, like we had before. It's a regular Begit that's a good. Huh? Well, yeah, it's not a Begit that's not a Begit. He's gonna keep it with a spear.
Does it matter that the second set is Kalayim? Rebbe, does it matter that the second set is Kalayim and the first is not?
No, it shouldn't make a difference either.
So it would be okay. No. We still can say as a dichot, even though
he cuts off the first ones, the second ones are intact, they're good, you can use them however you want.
Even though they're Kalayim, and the first were not.
Yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.